Please be seated. First of all, good morning, everyone.
Morning.
As I've grown up in the church, I felt a special kind of love here that I don't think I could find anywhere else, that I couldn't begin to say really how grateful I am for. My life has changed a lot over these first 18 years of my life. So many things have gone on, from the CHO shopping to seeing my friends give their sermons as they take next steps onto their lives. As my mother and father can tell you, I have been dreaming of the day that I would be getting up here and giving my sermon moving on to the next big and exciting chapter of my life. Finally, it's here. And I get to tell you that Holy Cross and this church and this family is a family. Like it says in the gospel, Jesus said that we may be one, that God's love in Christ may be shared by us all. That was Jesus' prayer, and it's mine today. I'm Wyatt, and I am your preacher for this wonderful and beautiful Youth Sunday. I will be graduating from South County High School this Friday, and in the fall, I will be attending Northern Virginia Community College. Being a part of the youth group here has been quite a ride. My youth group and overall church family has been there and always will be there for me through all my ups and downs. When it seemed like I was having a bad day, they were there for me, continued to love me, and pick me right back up. The memories I made in youth group, I will remember forever. One of my best memories was while I was at my first year of Dungannon, and my only, a youth mission trip repairing homes for those in need in southwestern Virginia. When we were at the work site, the lady who was living there, I really honestly don't remember her name, made us a batch of cookies for helping her out. It was such a fun day, and getting to meet her and see her smiling face when we were done. It was really, honestly, an indescribable experience, and I couldn't really put into words. Holy Cross has been an important part of my life. I can't imagine where I would be without this amazing and wonderful family. 1 Corinthians 12-27 says, "For as the body is one, hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body in Christ." That verse has been with me since my first year of St. George's at Shrinemont. St. George's is a youth retreat. It was a very incredible experience for me. It was powerful, calming, and most importantly, mind-clearing when I most needed it. 2 weeks showed me that there was a whole lot more to the world than what was just in my phone. Being away at St. George's was one of the best times of my life. Every day of my life, I wish I could go back. I have made so many new friends there that will continue to have a wonderful place in my heart. I made so many friends there that will continue to have a place in my heart, and that I should basically stop simply caring what people think of me in the world. I took this knowledge to Chrysalis, a youth leadership retreat in Front Royal, Virginia. I worshiped with Christians from other denominations, and it was very eye-opening. Everyone, Baptists, including Baptists, Methodists, Evangelicals, had a powerful story, including Episcopalian and me. It was very uplifting and gave me a renewed outlook on life and Christianity. I made many new friends who have my back through every part of my life. After that weekend, I have been participating on these staff teams that run these weekends. I'm meeting many new people, getting to worship, and having a lot of fun. Because of this church family and these experiences, I am who I am, and I love myself. I am weird, I'm a huge nerd, geek, and dork. But you know what? I don't care what people think of me anymore. All that matters is that I am loved by not just my family, with church and basically the world, but I love myself, and I am awesome. I want to leave the next generation of this youth with some advice. Be the generation that holds this family up. Be the group that shows the future generations of youth the light and power of God's love. Show the generation that God's love spreads everywhere. You guys are the future. Don't let people tell you how to be somebody you're not. Be yourselves, have fun, and shape the future. St. George's was really the only place in my life that I knew in the world besides Holy Cross where people really accepted me for who I really am and what I was really about. When I was in elementary school, I would come home depressed and honestly in tears. Life in elementary school, and Kevin told me not to use profanity, but it was awful. People would pick on me, call me names, pick fights, push me down, and bully me. There is no point to going to school anymore. Why bother if you know you're going to get picked on sometime, somewhere, and then return to the next day and do it all again? Makes no sense, right? Nobody wanted to be friends with me. Nobody liked me, and I was the most hated kid in school. You know why? Because I checked. There was a survey. Even in prison, Paul and Silas prayed and sang hymns to God and saw great things. I haven't seen the inside of a prison, but I was in a terrible elementary school for 8 hours a day, every day, with terrible people that I never liked. So that's kind of like a prison. But I sang and prayed and saw great things at both here and St. George's. At St. George's, life was different. People there didn't really care what you were about. They cared who you were really on the inside. Shrinemont was a place where I was accepted for being who I am, my normal, weird, unique, God-given self that nobody in school liked. St. George's taught me that I should stop caring what people think. Let anyone who wishes to take the water of life as a gift, especially in the world with what's going on right now, and especially with this church. Because, honestly, with this family, this is one of the most important things in my life that I would like to see live on. This is an amazing family. When we're a family, we're not perfect. Whether this stays a family is up to us. And it's in our hands and our hearts to determine the future of this family. With God's help and love in this church, that we stay together not just as a family and church, but staying one in Christ forever. Amen.
Amen. Well done. Well done.